A parliament with one consent is all the cry of nation, which now may be since popery is growing out of fashion. The Belgic troops approach to town, the oranges comparing, and all the lords agree as one to send the papist scouring. The holy man shall lead the van, our father and confessor. In robes of red the Jesuits fled, who was the chief transgressor. In this disguise he thought to escape, and hoped to save his bacon. But Herbert, he has laid a trap, the rat may be retaken. The nuncio to the day may rue that he came o'er the ocean. If English court to keeps resort and teach his blind devotion, the prelates Ellis, Smith, and Hall have sold their coach and horses, and will no longer in Whitehall foment their learned discourses. The groom of stool that played the fool full sorely will repent it, and Sunderland did barefoot stand, for penance shall lament it. Milford and the Scotch are fled, whom hopes of interest tempted. Those lords did turn for want of bread, and ought to be exempted. But Salisbury, what cause had he to fear his highness landing, who by his ass and legs might pass for one of understanding, to take up arms at such a time against the rules we gave him? His head must answer for the crime, his pardon will not save him. The friars and monks with all their punks are now upon the scamper. Tyrconnel swears and rants and tears, and Tish does make a clamper. The foreign priest that posted o'er into the English nation do now repent that on that shore they laid their weak foundation. 'Twould be a sight, would move delight in each obdurate varlet, to see the graves that made us slaves hang in dispensing scarlet, and every popish counsellor that for the same cause pleaded shall all turn off at the same score, be hanged or else beheaded.